it's Sunshine Week. And did I say that right? Yeah, there you go. It's Sunshine Week, and the White House getting involved in Sunshine Week, the annual initiative to promote open government. But not every agency is responding to the president's call for transparency, a call that was highlighted in a memo signed on his first day in office. A new survey by the Knight Open Government Survey by the National Security Archives shows only about a half of agencies are moving toward the goal of improving responsiveness under the Freedom of Information Act. The survey also follows an Associated Press analysis that found agencies struggling with dealing with this. Tom Blanton is the director of the National Security Archives, and he joins us now. Tom, thanks so much for being here.
Pleasure to be with you.
So one of the big things in this report is this chart, and it's red, green. It's, you know, it's like a stoplight thing, right?
Yes, exactly.
There's a lot of folks in, not too many people at the top, not too many people at the bottom, but a lot stuck in the middle, it seems.
That's right. That's right. Here was the case where President Obama, on first day in office, put out these memoranda saying, full disclosure, I want the most open and transparent government. And a number of agencies kind of picked up their pace and changed their guidance and their procedures and their regs. And in fact, about 13 out of 90 of them, we found when we did this audit a year ago, had actually made some real change. Well, 13 out of 90 is change, but it's not a lot of change. And that kind of got the White House's attention. So last March, March 16th, Rahm Emanuel and Bob Bauer, the chief of staff and White House counsel, sent around a memo to all the agencies saying, all right, folks, President wants openness, transparency, freedom of information. Show us what you've changed on your guidance and training, and take a look at your resources, because we always hear complaints about resources. So this year what we did was test how did the agencies respond to that Rahm Emanuel, Bob Bauer memo. And it was progress. We found about 49 agencies that actually done something, but that's 49 out of 90, and that's why we called our survey glass half full.
And glass half full means also glass half empty.
You got it. And that's what your point about the chart. There were a group of agencies in bright green who did some concrete changes, did both of the steps called for in the Emanuel Bauer memo. We call it the Obama two-step. There were a bunch of other agencies getting up to 49 that had taken some action on it. Then there's a group of agencies in yellow, like Department of Transportation, others who just, you know, no records, didn't really respond, didn't really do anything. They may have gotten the memo. At the bottom of the pile, unfortunately, there was a agency or two who wrote us back and said, what Emanuel Bauer memo was that? Could you forward us a copy? Seriously, and one of them, unfortunately, was the Postal Service, which led to many wisecracks about getting lost in the mail.
And some of them who get the are at the bottom of the list are organizations which would seem to have openness almost as part of their business, like the Merit Systems Protection Board. This would seem to be almost part of what they do.
Yeah, and I got to give them some credit today, because they looked at our study yesterday, and today they wrote us and they said, "Oops, I think you maybe sent that those Knight Open Government Survey requests to the wrong address, except we realize that it's the official address that's up on FOIA.gov, and our agency posting is wrong, and our contact person is wrong. And by the way, that guy retired in July 2010, and I got to give them some credit, because they're going to take some action. They're going to update that posting. They're going to make sure that Freedom of Information requesters have the right contact. Kudos to them. But they got a red mark in this survey, and already you're seeing some change. So,
well, and this, to me, speaks to the importance of open government, is those kinds of things all of a sudden get corrected because they get paid attention to.
Exactly. You're exactly right. It's here we got an open society and a democratic government. You can hide your problems, or you can expose them and fix them.
Yeah.
And so that's where open government really, really proves its worth.
I gotta read one part of, because Eric Newton, who's the senior advisor to the president at the Knight Foundation, said, at this rate, the president's first term in office will be over by the time federal agencies do what he asked them to do on his first day in office.
Amen. And Eric is one of the people who really pioneered this whole method of using Freedom of Information requests to test how agencies actually respond to the public. He did it out in California back in 92, and he's been a leader at the Knight Foundation, which really funded this whole process. We've been doing these audits and surveys with Knight Foundation support since 2002 for the federal government. And it, really interesting results, because you see how hard it is to make change. The people at the White House, even the Attorney General, can send around their guidance and their memos and be real clear on their messages, and it's still, I guess the metaphor a lot of people use is like turning a super tanker, you know, where you turn the wheel over, but it's a while before the boat actually turns. I think our experience with federal agencies is it's like turning an entire fleet, because there are super tankers in the federal government and there are rowboats.
Yeah.
And keeping them all on the same track is pretty tough.
But do the rowboats, are they more agile? Are they able to make changes? I mean, as I'm going through the list, and we have the full list in the report linked up on DoraBeckInsider.com, so people can see it for themselves. But if you had asked me before I read the report, I would have said the small agencies are able to make these changes and are able to post these things much more efficiently because they don't have as much bureaucracy, for lack of a better term. But that's not necessarily the case.
That's right. You're really onto something, Chris, because it should be the case they're more nimble. But in fact, what we found was a kind of a Freedom of Information aptitude test. I mean, it should have been pretty straightforward for agencies to respond to us, to send us copies of their PowerPoint training materials on Freedom of Information, to send us a copy of whatever they sent back to the White House when they got the Emanuel Bauer memo, or in some cases, agencies sent us their internal email traffic about their discussion about what they were going to do about this White House memo. So there were lots of pretty straightforward ways to respond just from the records right there in your Freedom of Information office. And the fact that so many folks just couldn't do that shows there's still a real problem with this kind of FOIA aptitude, open government aptitude. We got to work on it.
I so many questions, and we're just going to run out of time, unfortunately. But one is there's this site called WikiLeaks. You may have heard of it before. My sense is that this has definitely had some impact on open government and these kinds of things. Your sense?
It's worked both ways. I think the WikiLeaks exposure definitely reinforced some of the worst instincts. Like, it caused a lot of the securecrats kind of hunker down and put up more protections and try to control more information and get nasty to about journalists and about leakers and things like that. So you have this real backlash on the one hand. On the other hand, when you actually get into the WikiLeaks documents, what you find is how innocuous so much of it is, how much of it is shouldn't have been classified in the first place, and how we might be better off in the long term if more of our diplomacy was open. It might actually be a good thing for the People's Republic of China to have its Communist Party's top leaders' words, you know, published on the front pages. That would bring some accountability there, too. So I think it works both ways, and the real question is I think goes to the findings in the 9/11 Commission, which is if the WikiLeaks stuff is going to result in closing down the information sharing, then it's probably going to put us back where we were before 9/11, stovepipes, compartments, need to know, all of which made us less safe. You know, we're not safer in the dark.
Yeah, and that's a more complex, nuanced argument to make than the loose lips sink ships kind of argument.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about, one of my favorite quotes comes from Earl Devaney over at the head of the Recovery and Transparency Board,
right,
who said that if you're easily embarrassed, don't get into open government. Because there is going to be things that are embarrassing that come out.
I think it was Nelson Rockefeller who had one of those great quotes, like, seeing one's name sullied in the daily press is the price of, you know, doing the public's business. You know, it's, don't be embarrassed. Embarrassment's not a reason to withhold stuff. Open government is a way for us to fix the problems. You know, fess up and let's fix them. That's the route to go. I think, you know, your other point about the nimbleness and the burden question, one of the real positive, I think, findings of this survey this year was the degree to which a lot of agencies have, in effect, kind of preempted the Freedom of Information request by just on their own putting up a bunch of the documents, the records, the data sets on the web, and then when requests come in, they can just point you to a URL, and you can get it with a click of a mouse without sending in a letter or all the other burdensome processing. That's the way of the future. That's the way we're going to get out of the constant resource crunch. It's the way we're going to, agencies will get out from under the burden. I mean, they put up all the, you know, the Deepwater Horizon documents. They put up the shuttle disaster documents. Mm-hmm. Consumer Product Safety Commission has put up the, or is putting up the consumer complaint database. It used to be you could only get it through a Freedom of Information request.
Well,
that,
Secret Service,
how you really serve the openness.
Secret Service just posted the audio from the Ronald Reagan shooting,
exactly.
You know, 30 years ago.
Well, it should have come out probably 29 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah. two last questions and then I'll let you go because we'll run out just not enough time to do this. But one is, what should agencies be doing? What, are there specific tips that would help them not end up on the bad side of this list?
You bet. And the best practice agencies, and I'll single out a couple like the Environmental Protection Agency, they created a senior level openness team where they're looking at these different messages from the White House, both to open up freedom of information, to put more of their high value data sets up on the web under the Open Government Directive, to if they're holding classified stuff, to do a fundamental classification review to see, you know, what really deserves to be secret and what should just be let out, to the, you know, there's good reforms against these sensitive but unclassified stamps. There's a whole series of these orders and reforms that have come around in these first 2 years of the Obama administration. And at EPA and some of the better agencies, they've created these high-level openness teams to look at how you coordinate all that, how you make sure you put a lot more stuff up on the web so that you reduce the burden of your Freedom of Information requests, that you do it in combination so you're really putting up the most valuable stuff, so that you're really opening yourself up and serving your public and your mission. And that kind of across-the-board approach includes the Chief Information Officer, the Chief Technology Officers, the Freedom of Information people, the public relations communications folks, the senior management folks. That's where you can really see some change happen, and we'll all be better off for it.
Mm. My argument always has been, if you get a FOIA request, that should immediately, in fact, post the FOIA request.
Exactly.
And that you're working on it and all those kinds of things and status. And I'll tell you, one of the people who would hate that idea are journalists because we like to have our scoops. But my goodness, it's what's the point here? The point is to get information out. And then as soon as all those documents, post them. Why not?
Exactly.
Just,
with you, Chris. I think you're really onto something. Let's convince the agency.
Yeah. Right? Well, and it's a difficult argument to make, and we're going to have you back to talk about how do you make that argument. So we'd love to have you back about how exactly you, because it's a difficult argument to make because I don't think many people see it as helping us do our jobs better.
That's right. And those are the set of arguments, efficiency and cost savings and fulfilling the mission, I think, that will ultimately carry the day. But let's talk again, and I really appreciate the opportunity.